Here's a thought I'll title Signature Tools. And by that, I mean, what do you use to sign your prints? I know, may seem like a really silly thing to talk about, but the art life is all about managing the details, about doing every little tiny thing the best you can, because cumulatively it adds up to your artistic statement, and signing your prints is a part of that. First and foremost, of course, is the almost commandment that we must sign our prints, not just because it's convention, but because it adds a lot more information than just your signature. That signature implies that you've approved this work, that you think it's worthy of being your artwork, that it's completed, that it's not a work in progress, it's not a sketch, it's actually something that you have completed and done and announced to the world with your signature that it is so. But where and how you sign, those are things that need attention too. Edward Weston famously signed his images way in the lower right corner of the mat board, so far away from the image that it can't be seen unless the framer cuts a separate hole so the EW can be visible. Most of us follow a different convention. We put our signature in the lower right corner of the image, just off the print, so that we don't cover any of the actual image area, but it's close enough that we can simply cut a slightly larger piece of mat board so the signature is visible when framed. But again, those are conventions that don't address what tools you use to sign your prints. And there's probably a variety of opinions about this, but just for whatever it's worth, here's what I use. If it's matte paper, which I use occasionally for prints, I also use it for chapbooks, and most of my special edition prints are done on matte paper, then I sign using a pencil. Okay, good enough. But I spent a lot of time, believe it or not, trying to figure out which was the best pencil to use. My first tests were all to use a fairly hard pencil, like a 2H. But I didn't like the way those signatures end up looking kind of light gray rather than darkish. So after a bunch of experimenting, I now use mechanical pencils with 4B leads, which I think is about the softest lead you can get, which makes a nice, bold, crisp signature that's smooth and looks great to my eye. But even that took a little finesse. You may think this is silly, but one of the problems with mechanical pencil lead is that it'll break sometimes when you're in the process of writing, particularly if you're making a stroke that goes left to right. If you think about it for a second, when you write with a pencil, the lead is round, and so it grinds off at an angle and leaves a very sharp point. And when you make a stroke to the right, for example, that point can catch on the fiber of the paper and break and make a weird mark that can ruin a print. I've had to reprint some because of that. So a considerable amount of exploration, and I found a mechanical pencil that actually turns the lead in the pencil with every stroke, thereby preventing that chisel shape that tends to catch on the paper fibers. So it's not just a pencil. It's not just a mechanical pencil. It's a mechanical pencil that has this advanced feature and a very soft lead. Now, is that taking the attention to detail a little too far? I don't know, perhaps. But that's the result of my research about how I want to sign my prints that are done on matte paper. But what about glossy paper? Well, you can't use a pencil on glossy paper at all because it simply doesn't work. So for a while, I used the fine point Sharpies until I discovered that the ink they use in Sharpies is not archival. It fades over time, particularly if the print is matted and framed in an area where it receives sunlight. And having learned that lesson the hard way, I set out to find a better solution, a better kind of pen that had ink that would not fade. I discovered that the industry makes something called a pigment pen. It writes like a Sharpie, it feels like a Sharpie, it writes beautifully on glossy paper, but somehow the ink has pigment in it so that it doesn't fade and disappear. So pigment pens. So not just any old pen, not just magic marker type pens, but rather these special pens called pigment pens. You can find them on Amazon, of course. The point I'm trying to make is even something as simple as how you sign your prints can get you involved in an exploration of a series of possibilities that need attention in order for you to complete your artwork with that signature. And for me, that's part of the fun of trying to pursue art. It's the exploration and the details. I suppose I may be accused of having a little of PAS, pencil acquisition syndrome, or pen acquisition syndrome. I'll spend more time doing that than I will researching what camera I might want to use.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.